lips because Suzanne Kane on 98FM.
Now, 98FM is returning as the official radio station of the VHI Women's Mini Marathon for 2025. This is such an incredible day, celebrating amazing women and worthy causes as well. And we're going to be doing just that right here on 98FM. We're going to be tracking your progress over the next couple of weeks. So make sure to get in touch with us this morning. Let us know who you are, who you're running with, and who you are supporting. But not only that, tech correspondent Jess Kelly is our 98FM ambassador for the VHI Women's Mini Marathon, and she's here right now. Jess, good morning.
Good
How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are we?
It's lovely to have you back.
It is. We were just talking about dressing in bright colours.
Dopamine dressing, Brian.
You and I are kind of matching my shirt and your top. Explain that to us, what you're talking about, the bright colours.
So I'm all about the dopamine dressing. It's something that I've read up in the last little while. Winter over the last few months felt very, very long. And it ties into my running as well. Like, running is one of my things, but on the darker evenings, you're less inclined to do it.
Right.
And I found that I was in a bit of a... You know, reaching for the same three or four navy black...
The comfort outfits.
All the time.
I think we all do that.
So I've read up on dopamine dressing.
I'm into this.
And there's a science behind it. It does engage your brain. It gives you an instant serotonin boost straight away. When you open the wardrobe and you see your bright colours, you prep your clothes, you coordinate what jeans you're going to wear, what top you're going to wear, the shoesies, the socks, the whole shebang. You get out the door, it's one less decision that you have to make on the morning. So it's one thing ticked off your to-do list before you even get out of bed.
I love this.
It's there. But also, and I don't do it for the compliments, but so many people are like, that's a nice bright colour. This is a brand new top, my first time wearing it.
Well,
and you were the third or fourth person to say it to me today.
Money well spent, Jess.
There you go.
Is this something you're going to be taking into your training prep for the run? Is your kind of train? Because I always feel when I go for a run or to the gym, the attire I'm wearing actually makes me run faster or I'll lift heavier.
So I fell into the trap when I started running. I went out and bought all the gear, but had no idea. You know, that kind of thing of just spending all the money. Now what I do is I have, you know, Helen Steele. She has the most fantastic, very affordable running gear. It is bright. It is bold. It gets you in that sort of happy headspace to get out the front door. Also, I am running for the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre and purple is their colour. So they have sent me a gorgeous, bright purple t-shirt.
Oh, fab.
Love a bit of purple and it stands out.
How is the training going? You were only with us recently. Bring us up to speed. What's been happening?
Okay, so for those who don't know, the VHI Women's Mini Marathon, it's 10 kilometres. So I did it last year, so I know that I can do it. The last few weeks, I won't lie, I have found the training a little bit tough.
Why do you think that is?
I think when the weather was really good, I wanted to sit out in the garden with my book.
Okay.
And when the weather was bad, I was like, oh, it's too rainy to go out.
Yes.
And so it's that mental motivation to put the runners on and get out the door.
What inspired you during those times? Because some of our listeners might relate to this when you're going, oh, can't be arsed today, I just don't want to do that. Then how do you get up and go?
So what I try to do is when I kind of get it into my head that I'd like to go for a run and I start talking myself out of it, I slowly put the running gear on.
Okay.
So go upstairs, take the jeans off, put the leggings on. Then I'll maybe go and empty the dishwasher and I'll go up and put the next bit of the outfit on. And within a space of half an hour, I'm like, well, sure, I'm dressed now. I might as well go. Do it.
This is so strategic.
Know that you're going to feel the benefit of it. The thing that annoyed me the most when I wasn't a runner was that everyone would be like, oh, you'll feel great for the run. All the annoying things people say about running are so true.
Mm-hmm.
You get the boost, you feel great, you get the smugness, but also working towards the goal of the VHI Women's Mini Marathon. Like, we're only a few weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
By the June bank holiday weekend, we will have done 10 kilometres.
Mm-hmm.
We will hopefully have raised some well-needed funds for an amazing cause. And it's such, like, by sort of the first half of the year, you have achieved something brilliant. So that is motivation enough to keep going. But I fully accept, acknowledge and own up to the fact that I haven't been as diligent as I would have liked to be over the last little while.
How are you going to make sure you are diligent now, 5 weeks out?
Okay, so what I have now is I have a few apps and they're completely free, right? And what I'd recommend you do is download the Google Fit app, regardless of whether you're an iPhone user or a Google phone user, download the Google Fit app and set your targets. So you can set an exercise goal for the week. So my weekly goal at the moment is do 3 runs a week.
Okay.
It can be a 2K run, it can be an 8K run. I just want to get my tush off the couch and around the block. So having that little reminder in my phone is a simple way to do it. But I do think all the motivation from friends and family definitely helps too.
Okay, amazing. You mentioned an app there. We need to talk to you as well about the tech wearables that people can have for the run as well. We'll come back to you, Jess, in a couple of minutes' time.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98FM.
Yes, Jess Kelly is with us and she is our 98FM ambassador for the VHI Women's Mini Marathon. And now we're going to chat about tech wearables. I was completely unaware of this. And what are the best ones? It seems like there's a lot of info here for people.
There's an awful lot out there. And what I would say, similar to what we were talking about before in terms of, you know, the clothes and the kit and all the rest, don't rush out and spend a fortune. You don't have to have any of these devices. The app that got me into running and helped me at the beginning is a free app. It's Couch to 5K. It's by the NHS in the UK. And it's a 9-week program that kind of helps you ramp up bit by bit by bit to get to do a comfortable 5K. So that's completely free. Other apps that are great, so Google Fit, as I mentioned, Strava is a very popular one. So if you're someone who likes to get a bit more detail and info on your pace and the route that you've taken and all the rest, Strava is the way to go. What I would recommend, though, is if you do use Strava, go into the settings and there's a box that you can tick to hide your start location on the map. And I would recommend you do that from a security point of view.
Oh, yes.
Because if you don't, people can see where you start and where you stop. So just keep that in mind.
Be mindful.
Then we're getting into the wearables. Now, I used to wear a smartwatch on my wrist every day of the week and I loved it. Some of the ones that are there, the Fitbit Charge 6, it's €160. It's one of the most affordable wearables on the market, but it is incredible. So it's very neat on your wrist. Google now owns Fitbit, so you're getting all the Google technology built in so you can pay for your latte or your bottle of water on the way home. But it'll keep your heart rate info there, your step count, your route taken, your sleep, which is super important for training. It also has an ECG monitor as well, which gives you really comprehensive insights into how your body is recovering and the training that you're doing. So that's one. If you're an iPhone user, the Apple Watch SE, which is the most affordable of the Apple devices. But again, the Apple Fit is excellent. They also have training programs, motivational speakers that can come to you through the watch when you're out and about. And then what I'm now wearing, so I'm screen free on my wrist in my battle against the smartphone and the smartwatch. I'm wearing a Whoop. This is...
I quite like that. Whoop.
It's a Whoop. And it's also worn by Rory McIlroy. So me and Rory McIlroy, we have so much in common.
A champion. You know it's good.
Two champions wearing the Whoop. But this is more intense data. It's not for everyone. This is not for everyone. This is for the consistent runners, or if you are looking for that deeper understanding of not only the strain that your body goes through when you're exercising, but also recovering. Okay. So this has an AI assistant built in and tells me when to rest.
You mentioned two words there, sleep and recovery.
Yes.
Both equally as important.
They are vitally important and you need to listen to your body. There is no point, I said this with you guys a few weeks ago, I don't go out trying to do 10K in 6 minutes. I'm not trying to impress anyone. I'm trying to move my body. If you feel tired, go home after 3K. You don't have to push yourself, but listen, make sure you're wearing proper runners, make sure that you're icing your ankles, that you're stretching beforehand, doing a cool down walk at the end of it, and sleep. Also, top tip, Epsom salts in the bath.
Ooh.
Divine.
Sounds quite bougie, Jess.
That does. I'm very bougie.
A bit of luxury after the walk deserved as well. Jess Kelly, thank you so much for popping in this morning. We'll check in with you before the VHI Women's Mini Marathon, see how you're getting on, and talk about it in a couple of weeks' time.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain.
Turn us up weekday mornings from 10.
98FM.